Roxy Rainbow, 5 minutes of fame. As Roxy Rainbow watched the weathers prepare, she moaned to herself, "This just isn't fair." Being a rainbow was the best job of all, but her time in the sky was so painfully small. She pleaded to cloud, she pleaded to sun, "Please, just for a moment, let me have some fun. Everyone's fed up of this endless grey. Let me fill up the sky with some colour today." But cloud and sun had heard it all before. So cloud huffed, "I can't take it any more. It's my turn today. I'm the only one. I'm raining all day and there's no room for sun. Check the rotor. Soon your time will be here. But now's not the moment for you to appear." "So unfair," Roxy grumbled and let out a sigh. "I simply don't get enough time in the sky." The following week, it was Roxy's day. She was beyond excited to be on display. The weathers, all a well-trained crew, were perfectly in sync and knew just what to do. Cloud dropped a shower, as sun shone her light, then invisible Roxy changed to colours so bright. Roxy loved the attention when she caught someone's eye, as they'd stop in their track and look up to the sky. They'd take out their cameras, start snapping away, and Roxy thought, "Oh, how I wish I could stay." She gleamed and twinkled from violet to red, until she was gently tapped on the head. "Time's up," said Sun. "You now need to fade." And usually, Roxy would have obeyed. But she didn't feel ready to disappear, so she simply pretended that she couldn't hear. "Another few minutes won't do any harm. And anyway," she thought, "I bring nothing but calm." She took in the moment and felt like a star as she watched people gather from near and from far.
"Enough," said Cloud.
"Please stop," said Sun.
"Come on now, Roxy. You've had a good run."
"Don't worry," said Roxy.
"All will be fine."
And with a beaming smile, she continued to shine. Cloud tried to wash her away with a shower. Sun tried to fade her, using all of her power. But when Roxy stayed put and refused to go, with one final push, Cloud started to snow. As more people stopped and looked on in wonder, the news had now reached lightning and thunder. Ignoring the forecast of bright and warm, and with a raging temper, they let out a storm. But Roxy didn't budge. She was there to stay, and thought to herself, "Who makes the rules anyway?" Stripped of their usual finesse and style, the circus of weathers raged on for a while. But Roxy Rainbow was determined to win, and waited patiently till the others gave in. Then finally, when all was tranquil and calm, Roxy Rainbow continued to charm. 5 minutes turned into the rest of the day, then a week, then a month, and yet still she'd stay. All over the newspapers, all over TV, she was the rainbow people travelled to see. First, the rainbow with the timeless glow. Then later, the rainbow that refuses to go. Other rainbows still appeared in the air, but people would no longer stop and stare. The magic of rainbows seemed to have gone. Then after time, the reporters moved on. Roxy soon felt so upset and alone, and slowly she changed to a less vibrant tone. She soon figured out the mistake she had made, and the sadder she felt, the more she would fade. She longed for a chat with Cloud and with Sun, but they'd never forgive her for what she had done. The Weathers then noticed over the next few days that Roxy the Rainbow was slowly changing to greys. As she slumped in the sky, rain started to pour, and how she wished that things could be just like before. Then suddenly it stopped, and Sun beamed bright.
"It's your turn,"
Sun whispered, full of delight. She felt so happy that tears filled her eyes. Then her seven bright colours lit up the skies. For a few brief moments, she gleamed with pride. Then right on cue, it was time to hide. Roxy turned to Sun and she turned to Cloud and quietly said,
"I didn't think I'd be allowed."
"Oh, Roxy," said Sun, "we all make mistakes. Just look at the wind and the mess he makes.
And I've started fires when I've shone too hot, and clouds cause floods when he's rained a lot. As for lightning and thunder's countless flaws, just look at the damage those two can cause. None of us are perfect. We all get things wrong. But we're a good team, and we all belong."
With warmth in her heart, she started to glow. And then Cloud and Sun shouted,
"Roxy, no!"
With that, they started laughing together, feeling delighted to be part of the weather.
If you like this story, then make sure you check out the other stories I've done for Demelza's Trail with a Tale, and also my picture books, Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile, Insects, Bugs and Rock and Roll, and Why Oh Why Was I Born a Fly.